Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Lösen is to solve. Lösen, to solve. How would you say I solve? Ich löse. How would you say I solve the problem? Ich löse das Problem. How would you say I will solve the problem? Ich löse das Problem. So in German, we can here use the same phrase. Ich löse das Problem. So we can use the present in German to express the future. Ich löse das Problem. I will solve the problem. Or I solve the problem. Ich löse das Problem. How would you say we solve the problem? Wir lösen das Problem. How would you say, we have to solve the problem? Wir müssen das Problem lösen. You see, here we're using müssen, the modal verb müssen. Have to or must. We must solve the problem. Wir müssen das Problem lösen. Notice, we're using two verbs, the modal verb müssen and lösen. Whenever you have two verbs, the second one, in this case lösen, is kicked to the very end. So in German we say, we must the problem solve. Wir müssen das Problem lösen. How would you say, we have to solve the problem today? Wir müssen heute das Problem lösen. You see, lösen is kicked to the end, the second verb. Heute can be first or second. So you can say also, wir müssen das Problem heute lösen. Or, wir müssen heute das Problem lösen. This is not so important. Important and key is that the verb müssen is at the second position and lösen is kicked to the end. If you put heute first or second after müssen, is more a matter of what you want to emphasize. Wir müssen heute das Problem lösen. How would you say, we have to solve the problem this very day? Wir müssen noch heute das Problem lösen. So in German, to emphasize and say and express this very day, noch heute, this very day, noch heute. Wir müssen noch heute das Problem lösen. Or, wir müssen das Problem noch heute lösen. How would you say, we can solve the problem? Wir können das Problem lösen. How would you say, we cannot solve the problem? Wir können nicht das Problem lösen. So here we're using the modal verb können to express what you can. Wir können nicht das Problem lösen. How would you say, we shall solve the problem? Wir sollen das Problem lösen. So we shall or we should, wir sollen. This is the modal verb sollen. Wir sollen das Problem lösen. How would you say, how can we solve the problem? Wie können wir das Problem lösen? How would you say, how shall we solve the problem? Wie sollen wir das Problem lösen? How would you say, how can we solve the problem this very day? Wie können wir das Problem noch heute lösen? How would you say, how shall we solve the problem this very day? Wie sollen wir das Problem noch heute lösen? How would you say in the past, I have solved? Ich habe gelöst. You see, gelöst is the participle, a regular one, a GE in front and a T at the end, gelöst. Ich habe gelöst. I have solved. How would you say, I've solved the problem? Ich habe das Problem gelöst. You see, here it's the same. We have two verbs. Ich habe, I have, and now the participle is the second verb. It's kicked to the very end. Ich habe das Problem gelöst. I have the problem solved. How would you say, have you solved the problem? Hast du das Problem gelöst? How would you say, have you guys solved the problem? Habt ihr das Problem gelöst? How would you say, how did you solve the problem? Wie hast du das Problem gelöst? How would you say, how did you guys solve the problem? Wie habt ihr das Problem gelöst? How would you say, how did you guys solve the problem so fast? Wie habt ihr das Problem so schnell gelöst? So fast, so schnell. Wie habt ihr das Problem so schnell gelöst? How would you say, how did you solve the problem so fast? Wie hast du das Problem so schnell gelöst? Great! Next time we'll go through the verb investieren, to invest. Investieren, to invest. Like to invest money. So here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I send you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.